Welcome to the Kill a Snake podcast, where we confront the best and worst parts of ourselves through the love of God and His Word. Life is full of ups and downs, but with God, through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, our obstacles become opportunities to grow in character, humility, and courage. Let's face our inner fears with God's Word and kill the snake. This is going to be an unpopular opinion, but I am up this beautiful Sunday, July 4th, listening to Kwame Brown. That's the Kwame Brown Bus Life YouTube channel. I suggest anyone and everyone listen to it, especially if you're black. It's very, very useful. And if you're not black, it's still very, very eye-opening with its perspectives. And I don't have the name of the young woman he's speaking with, but they're talking about the LGBTQ whatever movement. And the focus in society now to hypersexualize, oversexualize, and just sexualize children and teaching them about sex acts as young as pre-K, and then labeling these children with sexual identity, saying he or she is a lesbian or gay as a child. And, you know, it's so interesting. In the scripture, it talks about how, it'll be like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah before the coming of the Lord. And as it was in the days of Noah, where everyone in the world was just giving in marriage and doing whatever they wanted without any regard for what was right. And like, we're seeing that take shape now. And, you know, one thing I think I'm starting to notice, or I see with all these movements, they're like an Ouroboros. And an Ouroboros is a mythical creature that it eats its own tail. And so if you could imagine like a giant snake with its own tail in its mouth and is eating its own tail. You know, this LGBTQ, whatever it is, it's death. Death in this way, practically. A man and a woman, a biological man and a biological woman, must come together in union to have a child. Now, when a man and a man are together, there is no life there. When a woman and a woman is together, there is no life there. And what we're seeing is a push to make children go the way of homosexuality. And from a spiritual standpoint, I think it's one of the many ways the enemy is coming in as a flood to corrupt this world. And we're seeing it in many different ways. But I'm shocked that less than 1% of the population of the United States has so much power. If I disagree with the LGBTQ movement, I can be seen as intolerant, and I hate them, and I hate the people as individuals, and I'm evil. Or if I have a disagreement or even a fight, God forbid, with someone of that community, it could be seen as a hate crime. But yet, children are being exposed to sex. And that's not a problem. In the African American community, our population and people who look like me are aborted at a high clip. And what I find really interesting is whenever there's a movement, whenever there's an election, whenever there is a issue, black people seem to be drawn in and used as the victims or as the token. God forbid, used as the spook by the door. And if you understand that, you understand that. Why can't it be that we're individuals? Why can't it be whatever you do in your private bedroom be your privacy? For the most part, I don't think anyone cares what someone else's sexual preference is. But why is sexuality and homosexuality and this entire thing being pushed on people. I don't agree with homosexuality and all that stuff. I don't agree with it, but I don't hate people. Of course not. What you do in your bedroom is your bedroom. I don't care. But why is it being forced on people? You look at the gay pride parade or the gay pride movement. It's pride. In the scripture, we're promised that pride comes before the fall. It's one thing to be comfortable in your own skin, but it's another thing to flaunt and to, with aggression and with attitude, force yourself upon people. And honestly, you look at the culture, you look at what's happening in the world, this movement is being forced upon people. And worst of all, it's being forced upon children. I'm lucky enough to, I'm working hard and I'm blessed enough to be able to put my children in a school that is focused on their education and focus on their growth in Christ. And that's my greatest desire, because there's no greater gift I can give anyone I love but a knowledge of who Jesus Christ is and his power in your life. But you go to public schools and you see it on the news everywhere. The LGBTQ movement is trying to get into the educational system along with critical race theory, which makes me sick. Why do we want young people, children, to grow up believing and thinking that a whole entire system is against them? It's not true. It's just not true. Why do we want to remove the good news of the gospel from schools? Why did we remove it? Why did we remove prayer? Why did we remove a focus on trusting in God? As an African-American man, I've never had my identity in my skin color. That's silly. My identity first was established by my relationship with my own father. The way he carried himself as a man, the way he took care of his responsibilities, that made me want to live my life a certain way. And never once did I think anyone of any other color was superior to me. It didn't cross my mind. And as I grew and as I came to faith in Jesus Christ, my identity is in Christ. And now my focus is, how can I be a servant to others? How can I bring value to others? How can I bring Christ to others? Because he is truly the gem of the world. He is the focus of everything. But now we have critical race theory telling people, young people, white or black or whatever color, if you have a darker shade of brown, you've been oppressed and the system is unfair. If you have a lighter shade of brown, which I'm talking about what we would call white people, oh, you have had advantages and the people who are brown, they've been pushed down the entire time and, you know, you should feel bad about it. That's ridiculous. What about parents making certain choices? Yes, every circumstance can't be accounted for. But if you say, oh, well, this child, both parents died before they were born and the family was already poor and they had nothing, you know, you could try to bring up circumstances, but there's not going to be a majority. It's not going to be the general. What about parents staying together? What about children being born under the bond of marriage? Maybe being married isn't so prudish. Maybe being married is there so that children can be protected and women can actually be protected and men can be held accountable to raise their children, to be that powerful influence, the protector, so that, I don't know, big systems like government can't force sex on children and can't try to establish racism. You know, you look at the world population, well, not even the world population, you look at the population of the United States, not many people are racist. And if they are, most of them are quiet about it. Very small percentage of people actually are racist. And I've been in many situations, whether it be in the projects or in corporate situations. Do I think opportunities have been withheld from me because of racism? No. I can say I think maybe opportunities may have been withheld from me due to lack of preparation. I can honestly say that. But we're not taught, or this world doesn't preach or share accountability. The gospel does. Idols. LGBTQ, being black, racism, these things have become idols. We already sacrifice our children to these idols. Oh, abortion is freedom. Idols. They've become idols. It's very, very interesting time we're living in. If God is just, if he's good, how can he let evil continue? Just something to think about. Please be safe. Please educate yourself. Please seek the gospel. And try for a moment to see the world through that lens. Be wary of the teachers you listen to. Be wary of everyone, even me. Don't take my word for it. Sit back, think about what I'm saying, and look into it. Why is sex being pushed on children? Why is there a desire to teach people racism, actual racism? I, as a black man, never considered anyone superior to me. That wasn't in my thinking, because I was blessed to have a father who was different. Compared to the situation I grew up in, my father is an outlier in many ways, and I'm hoping to have him on the show to talk about that, because even though he didn't have his dad, he made a choice. Even though he had to pay the cost of making that choice, he made the choice. And if I were to show everyone and connect the dots, his choice changed generations. Be safe, serve God, and don't forget, kill the snake.
Thank you so much for listening to the Kill the Snake podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please be sure to share this podcast with anyone and everyone you can. Also, follow us on Instagram at KillTheSnake7, and that's all one word, KillTheSnake7. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy the poem.
Chase after the boogeyman and give him no space. Dwelling deep in your pain, chase. Your fear is an instinct to persist and pursue. Chase. Chase after the boogeyman and find the best parts of you. Chase. Chase after the boogeyman and leave the light behind. Sometimes our greatest power is in the darkest parts of our mind. Chase after the boogeyman.